When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Live from the Palace Theatre, home of Bert the Magnificent, Scylla the Halfpenny Black and the BBC Canteen Brothers, it's A Wheezing Groaning Sound, the only podcast about Doctor Who. And today is a real pea super as we step into the cobbled streets of old London town where rumour has it that Jolly Jack is up to his old tricks and that bloke who played all the Impa Loompas, not Hugh Grant, the other one, is stabbing folks with abandon. So join us as we acknowledge that in modern eyes, a white man playing a Chinese man really is a bit gross, but we won't be going into it because, let's face it, more clever people than us have discussed it in the past and it's more of a light-hearted podcast anyway, as we watch The Talents of Wang Chiang. I am Tom Neenan, and joining me are two men who are never afraid to get all their fluids. It's Mr. Paul Litchfield, Mr. John Rain. Hello.
Hello. Merrily on high, everyone.
It's our Christmas episode.
It is. Yeah. It's very Christmas. Victorian London is Christmas.
For very some. Christmas.
Yes, so. Quite Christmas, yeah, I thought on the way in today, because it's very foggy and misty
and
cold and compo-y.
Misty sounds like one of the last of Summer Wine who was like a lap dancer.
Play Misty for me.
No, Misty.
Misty! You never understood me!
No idea what that meant.
I liked it.
But it was definitely, like, felt very Dickensian today when I was coming down to old Camden Town. We're in our new studio.
Our old studio.
That we couldn't go to our regular one.
No.
Because it was booked.
He's so cheeky.
Was very happy. Did you book it? Did you book every single one?
I booked it and filled all of them with bees.
Oh, not again.
Make sure I didn't have to go all the way over to East London.
No, it's fine.
I have a question for you.
Go on. I was young. I needed the money.
The Talents of Wang Chiang.
Yeah.
What? Surely that wasn't the only thing on the goggle box that fine day.
He's getting so slick,
isn't
he?
Let's have a look. No, it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
so let's move on.
We begin.
Get away with you. Of course there was lots on. It's Saturday, the 26th of February, 1977.
The year of my birth.
Is that when you came to be?
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, things started off perfectly on the Beeb, on BBC One at 10 to 9 in the morning with the Mr. Men.
Mr. Bump was going to work and he had AIDS.
that's true.
Thank you, Mr. Lowe.
If any of the Mr. Men would have got it, it would be him. He was very unlucky.
He was such an unlucky man. Although, was he just clumsy? What's the difference between clumsy and unlucky?
He got it from a blood transfusion.
Arthur's riffing again. Arthur's just riffing in the booth.
Mr. Sexy
played Captain Mannering. No, Arthur.
One day Mr. Dropsy went abroad and caught influenza. Silly Mr. Dropsy.
This is Mr. Fussy and Mr. Snow.
Mr. Snow. He was the Christmassy one, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, very Christmassy.
What happens to him? Does he melt?
He sings Informer.
A licky bum bum down. Yeah. That's nice. Did he get a carrot in the wrong place?
Yes.
Look at this, ladies. Mr. Snow is very inappropriate to ladies.
Of course, nowadays, it'll be Mr. Woke, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Mr. Snowflake.
Mr. Snowflake, yeah. And Mr. Tory
Mr.
Government.
Smashed Avocado.
Mr. Shoreditch Wanker. actually, that's sort of dated now, isn't it? Shoreditch Wanker.
Yeah, Shoreditch is done now, isn't it?
It's done, isn't it?
Everyone's
it's
done. Over.
Dead to me.
It's all about Catford now.
Is it Catford now?
Is it Catford? Catford.
Yeah, everyone's saying it's coming up. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Catford's coming up now.
Coming up.
So it's, you better get that party started.
Yeah.
Wow, in Catford.
Pink's going to Catford.
The Catford's coming up.
Mr. Catford.
Catford's coming up from Mr. Woke.
What a lot of Catfords there are. You're right, Arthur.
I'm gonna die. I feel like I might die in my dressing room.
I've not done anything about my diabetes.
It doesn't even sound like it. Anyway, after Mr. Men,
yes,
it was Multicolor Swap Shop.
Hooray!
Oh, here is the blurb. Swaporama with Keith Chegwin. New swap with John Craven. Any mugs about this morning?
Oh.
If so, Dawn Coleman would like to swap with you. She's got about 40 in her collection. Now, I'm sorry, 40 mugs is just too many mugs.
Too many mugs.
That's not a hobby collection, is it?
No. It's not a great amount because it's too many for just the amount of mugs you have in your house.
That you need, yeah.
But it's not an insane amount that you're like, whoa, love collecting mugs.
Look at
mugs.
Your collection. Do you have them on display?
Yeah.
Do you have them on those hanging shelves like in changing rooms?
Like
a giant mug tree.
I told you
that putting something breakable on something that was hastily erected that day was...
Right, okay, so why did you build it then? I was just following orders. Yeah, you know who said that.
Yeah, Handy Andy. That Handy's shooting right up in the air, isn't it?
Yeah. See you in Handy, what was it called? Dresden.
Handy Dresden.
Handy
Dresden. See you in Handy Nuremberg.
Yeah.
Andy Dresden. Like,
Andy Dresden.
I mean, if they built Dresden, that's probably what they'd do.
Yeah.
Dawn Coleman with 40 mugs in a collection.
Stop wasting our time, Dawn.
Come on.
Dawn, you're pathetic. That's what Noah should have said. Yeah. You're pathetic.
And that's coming from me.
Whoa. Yeah. Anyway, Susie Quattro drops in.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
And it's a star swap with Patrick Moore. I don't think they're actually swapping stars.
Swapping a xylophone?
Xylophone.
That's what he probably would have said.
We think this is the point he was having an affair with Booby.
Canonically, that is what was happening.
Imagine if, like, someone was trying to swap something like, oh, I've got this lovely 3D printout of the moon, and then, Patrick, what are you going to do? And it was just like a bag of ladies' underwear. Patrick just puts on the
desk.
Here we
are. Oh,
yes,
God.
Well, yes, you know, I mean, you know, they're all clean. And runs out the studio.
That is what happened, isn't it?
That is definitely what happened.
Yeah.
Don't look it up anyway.
No.
Because it happened. After Multicolor Swap Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's grandstand, bloody grandstand. Oh. Honestly, from 12:15 all the way up to 5:35.
Goodness me.
Then it was, do you want to fix it? And then after that was Doctor Who.
Ooh.
This is 6:30, a bit late.
It's a bit scary, isn't it?
It's a bit scary.
So, but, you know, 6:30 somehow makes it, oh, it's fine now, it's 6:30.
Yeah, there's a 6 in it, that's fine.
Yeah, it won't be scary now.
5 is
to bed. Everyone knows children closer to bedtime are less scared.
Yes, that's when they're at their most happiest.
See something terrifying and then straight to sleep.
Straight
to bed. Yep.
Yeah. Lay down in the dark.
Pillow.
Yeah.
Doctor Who, there is a part one, of course, and there is a write-up for you, Timothy.
Thank you.
The Doctor and Leela arrive in Victorian London, where a great number of women have disappeared.
Mm.
A man's body is lifted from the Thames, covered in the bite marks of a giant rat.
What?
That sounds fanciful.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
Nice. Everything you need to know, still a bit of mystery.
Yeah.
Good fun. After that was Ronnie Corbett's Saturday Special.
Oh, lovely.
With Keith Harris and Jim Davidson.
Oh, no.
What Jim did.
Oh, he probably did some jokes about...
Women
and black people.
Yep.
Yeah, and...
So what happened? So he would do that. He would do some racism. And then would Ronnie just come on and go, where that was Ronnie?
Unfortunate. I mean, I wouldn't touch that shit. I don't know what he would do. No. Ronnie would be like, how dare you?
Yeah. Stop the show.
Get off my fucking show.
How dare you? My wife's a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's a woman. The said the producer, who's also a woman.
And Keith, of course, would have done his...
You can't say that in front of Barbara Dixon. She'd be upset.
Keith would have done Orville, wouldn't he? He wouldn't have done Chuckles. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I wish Chuckles. I could die.
No, you don't, Orville.
I wish I was dead.
Bit nihilistic, this one.
Yeah,
there, Keith.
I'm in a nappy.
And Chuckles, eat that fucking duck. He's saying it. Eat that fucking duck.
Yeah, yeah, that's his catchphrase.
You say it all the time.
That little feathery cunt.
Green bollock. You say that all the time.
You can't say that.
You can't say that, even though it's me saying that with my voice. Say that.
And you can see my mouth moving all the time.
Then Ronnie came on and went, "I'm very sorry. It's been a very awful show today."
Keith would have picked Ronnie up, wouldn't he? And he'd, "Get up, put me down."
Would have thought he was a puppet. His anus.
Yeah.
Directly up his anus.
Yeah.
And put it through his body, through his mouth.
Yeah.
And worked Ronnie Corbett that way.
Done like Ronnie's weird tentacle teeth. Ronnie's tentacle teeth.
Well, I'm very sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to Patricia's wife.
That was really good, Ronnie.
No, it's not that you got the Ronnie. I was just trying to...
No, I liked it.
There's two Ronnies.
What's your Jim Davis impression? There is no... Excuse me.
That was it.
So terrible.
Was that your impression?
Yeah, it does a burp.
Yeah.
Jim doesn't have everybody.
Doesn't have like a really recognisable tone, does he?
He's just
Jim?
A Cockney bloke.
I like now that he wears three-piece suits and is beetroot red.
Yeah, I love that. Angry all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like one of those New York... I was going to say valves, but that makes sense. Hydrants.
Hydrants. He's a hydrant. He's a very squat little hydrant.
Like a New York hydrant.
Yeah.
Oh. If they don't like Rwanda, send Rwanda to the moon. That's what I say.
Yeah. Good point.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, get off my show. After that was Serpico. Not the film.
Oh.
The TV show.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a memory, but I remember reading something. There was a TV.
It says, "Crime and Corruption on the Streets with... Trumpet of Time."
Trumpet of Time. Makes sense.
What, is this some sort of holy thing he has to find, like Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones, the Trumpet of Time.
Yeah, he has to find the Trumpet of Time.
Yeah.
Next week's the Castanets of Regret. And the Piccolo of...
Promise.
Yeah, Piccolo of Promise.
Piccolo of Promise. Mm. Sorry, I'm now thinking about the Piccolo of Promise. I'm on a promise to that.
It's a Piccolo of Promise.
Piccolo. Now, after Serpico, was this thing called Saturday Night at the Mill? Pebble Mill Highlights.
Oh,
wow.
At night time?
Late night. Hush, hush, Pebble
Mill.
Oh,
hello.
I think it was a sex scene.
I think it was
like in Hollyoaks. Nice.
Yeah.
Very hush, hush.
Deary me.
Now, that was your BBC One. On BBC Two, the programme started at 7:40 crisply with the Open University.
Hello.
Now, courses, of course, included where to put power stations, carbon compounds, dial-a-bus, and... sexual transformations. Doris! For the love of God, Doris, book a one-way ticket to Alcatraz and never come back! I've got some learning to do!
Oh, I hope it's not frogs. Oh, I hope it's not frogs, Bert.
Oh, imagine it's just a tadpole of frogs. It'll have to do!
I think he'd have gone so far, it would be fine.
Yeah.
So nice that occasionally Bert gets to have a lovely day.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's Saturday the 26th of February 1976.
Good for him.
Very happy for Bert there.
Yeah.
And also very nice for Bert is, after all that, it was closed down, which is very much what Bert was.
Oh, yeah.
He's not getting it much done after that.
Bert closed down.
Yeah.
Went into the shed and had a little nap. And then it cranked up again. It only closed down for an hour. Then it cranked up again with Saturday Western.
Ooh.
Uprising, starring Lloyd Bacon.
Lloyd Bacon.
A great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bacon. Yeah.
Oh.
If he was naked, it'd be Shrieky Bacon.
Hey!
Go on.
Sometimes he was a very measured actor, but sometimes he could be rasher. Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, he was a bit of a ham.
Yeah.
Sometimes he was a pig.
Was he? He wasn't kosher. Don't know.
He was in that sitcom in the '90s, wasn't he? Gam On.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to get this sort of quality?
Yeah, come on, folks. Everyone.
Come on. So that was Uprising, starring Lloyd Bacon.
Lloyd Bacon.
After that was Play Away.
Hey.
No write up.
Brian Cant, though.
Yeah?
Well, he could.
Sometimes.
After that was, Look, Stranger!
Oh.
Whatever that is.
Could have done with that on BBC One, just before Doctor Who,
quite frankly. Look, Stranger, it just says this. Mike Tomkeys. What a lovely name, Tomkeys.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah, I
Mike
love
Tomkeys. Hollywood biographer quits the rat race and now lives alone on a remote Scottish lock. You don't live on a lock, do you?
No, you live by a lock.
By a lock, near a lock.
Yeah. Although he's Keys, and he lives near a lock. Tom Keys by a lock.
Oh, there you go.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
He sees no human beings apart from September to May, and then he sees them.
Are those two women, September and May?
From September to May.
It's me, Alec Callender. That's my name. Because it works as the joke. And this is my secretary, Mrs. Flood. I'm going out with a lady who's much younger than me. That is the premise of my show. Watch it next week on BBC
One. We don't often see eye to eye when we come home, but love making commences.
I'm Anton Rogers, but for some reason I'm playing it as a Scotsman.
Yes. So there you go. That was Mike Tomkey's Hollywood biographer, who quit the rat race, now lives alone on a lock and only sees people for 4 months a year.
Hey, I tell you what, if his house is untidy and he drinks an energy drink, he'd be a Loch Ness monster, wouldn't he?
Oh, you hardly saw the join of that at all, did you?
I actually thought about that for a while.
Yeah. You do looked ahead to see what was in the Radio Times. And
checking one of your tattoos that you read from there. Lovely. After that was Horizon, of course. Hard-hitting Horizon.
Nice.
This one is about sexual revolution. The pill. Doris! Doris, dear. Go down to your sisters. Both top yourself. Never come home. Go blind with the sexual revolution.
That came out of nowhere.
Both top yourselves and never.
Top says, and then never come
and
back.
Then never come back to haunt
as
him.
Opposed to topping yourself and then coming home.
Yeah. Okay.
Bert, what a day for Bert. Oh, he had a lovely old morning, then he had a nice little kip. Then he had a bit more filth to enjoy.
Lovely.
Lovely. Well done, Bert. After Horizon, the Social Revolution, the pill, was Sight and Sound in its Kiki D in concert.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, don't
get back in my head.
When I'm back in.
What do we do? I was your clue. Nobody knew.
Dressed as a clown. It's nice, that.
Yeah.
Reading the drones.
It's definitely a Christmas special, isn't it? We're all breaking out into song.
Tom's
been ill. I'm going to be ill.
Yep.
I'm feeling ill.
Been a bit ill. Just a lot of viruses running around
there's
everyone.
There's polos and there's hall soothers in this room. So
there's
going to
be lots of...
Where's the polos? I can't spy the polos.
Sugar on
Tom's keeping
them
on his side this time because he knows that I'm a polo nabber.
A polo nabber?
I'm a polo nabber.
Just a polo nabber's son.
I'm a secret polo nabber.
It's been one of those nights
Stop wanking. No! Sorry. Please.
Fun fact about me. When I was younger, I thought that lemonade was alcoholic because of that advert.
Because it was forbidden.
Yeah.
Oh, because you were sneaking around like he's got a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think his wife ever came down and caught him and had a go at him?
All the time.
Because he's a secret one. What's it's like it's forbidden and he's not allowed any.
But she buys it.
Yeah.
And keeps it in the fridge.
So she's fueling his addiction.
Yeah.
It's like keeping heroin on top of the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm a secret heroin addict.
Heroin drinker.
Yeah.
What do you do? Put it in like tea?
Can you drink heroin? Tom, can you drink heroin?
I, as an expert on drinking heroin, you can.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Very Moorish, though. Be careful, because you can't just have one.
No.
You have to have quite a few.
Like Pringles.
Heroin. Yeah.
Can you have it with milk in your tea, heroin? Or is it better just having it without milk?
Just straight.
Traditional old PG tips.
Yeah.
And some heroin.
Oh, imagine getting those chimps to inject themselves.
Oh, it's so grim, isn't it? It's the taste. It's not the taste, is it?
I'm not trusting a chimp. Not trusting a chimp with a syringe.
No.
It'll be right up your ass, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, that'd be the advert.
Excuse me, Mr. Shifter.
Good morning, Mr.
Shifter. Hello, mother.
Deary me. After Sight and Sound, Kiki Dean concert was MASH.
Oh,
lovely.
Cause suicide is painless.
Not when I tried.
It brings so many changes. I do. No one knows the words to do this bit. So maudlin, MASH, wasn't it?
Oh,
so maudlin.
Well, it'd be very funny and then it'd go very serious.
Yes, and then it would have
How could you laugh? This man's head's just
canned
blown.
Canned laughter always used to really irk me.
Yeah.
Great show, though, of course. Wonderful show.
Everyone's always like, oh, the end of MASH. Such a beautiful ending.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
No, they just leave.
Yeah. they leave did it after MASH, though, didn't they? They did a spin-off series.
Oh, yeah.
Roast potatoes. No one watched it.
Oh.
No. It was a bit like Grace and Favour.
Yeah, or...
You Rang My Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Frasier.
Yeah.
I liked You Rang My Lord, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was your favourite bit?
I like any scene with Teddy Melcrum.
Mr. Memoirs.
You know, the one who was like,
oh, Teddy Melcrum.
Oh, hang. He might not have been Melcrum.
No, we'll go.
I like the theme tune.
Oh, Bob Monkhouse.
Park Lane, you will hear again. Da da da, that same refrain.
Ding.
You rang, my lord.
Ba-dum, boom, boom. Stepping out on the town that heads set up the stocks again.
Why did you say Bob Monkhouse?
He sings it.
Does he?
And I think, yeah, he
Get
does.
The fuck. Does he?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
But he doesn't start with someone going, That's why he always...
Yeah, he doesn't do that. They cut that bit out.
Yeah.
He doesn't sing Bob's Full House, does he? Or any of his other things? I think he should have done.
I think he did it in a style of sort of a 20s singer.
Ah.
Yeah, it's definitely him.
Well, I just love Bob even more now.
I adore Bob. I wish Bob was immortal.
Yeah, same. I really do. Well, that's lovely. Anyway, after at MASH was May I Have the Pleasure?
Ooh.
The story of popular dancing for 1,000 years. Take your partner, please, for the polka, foxtrot, turkey trot, quick step, tango, rock, twist, soul, hustle bump, cha-cha, waltz with Martin Jarvis.
Hey!
All the best, Martin Jarvis.
Tom, you met Martin Jarvis, didn't you?
Worked with Martin Jarvis.
Right, you worked with him. You met him.
I wrote words for him to say as an actor.
And you got him to say...
I got him to say all the best. Well, I got to say all the best, but he wasn't playing Martin Jarvis, so he couldn't say all the best Martin Jarvis.
That wonderful.
Yeah.
What a wonderful story. Was he nice?
He smelt of expensive soap.
I thought you were just going to say he smelt.
Oh, no. No, he was lovely.
He's
very
smelting.
Lovely, charming, lovely man, and smelt incredible.
He did the voice
like Kame.
He did the voice of Alfred the Butler in the Batman games.
Oh, really?
Did. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All the best, Alfred the Butler. Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Roby's as big as tangerines.
Oh, yeah.
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 So as big as tangerines. Some people want to bum the world, Mr. White. What? Bum the world? That's right, yeah.
We burned the old forest down. Why?
One fella had a packet of open fruits the size of a fatty tangerine. Right.
That leads nicely into our sound desk because it's loaded with, for some reason, with quotes from the Batman.
Preloaded from one. Batman, yeah.
Oh, no, it's not that side, the other side.
No, that's the Batmobile when it isn't starting.
Batman. Weird. So weird. We didn't plan that.
And the rest are all Heath and Ledger Jokers.
Yeah. Why so serious? How bizarre.
Well, it's a charity event, Heath. That's why. Yeah, very odd.
He improvised all that, you know.
Anyway, after that lovely documentary with All the Best, Madame Jarvis.
Oh, bless him.
Was Film International, a film called Kaseki. K-A-S-E-K-I. Kaseki. Okay. A haunting film concerning a man's acceptance of his imminent death.
Ooh.
It's actually not depressing, says the Radio Times.
Oh, there you go.
It's actually not depressing, okay, before you start
Give it
getting
a chance.
All moaning.
Please, like,
please like this film. And that was your television delight from BBC 1 and BBC 2.
But
why?
Why? Why? When you could be watching the delights that are, given that we've done the little coda at the start to say... it's not this, us doing this and maybe giving it a very high score, maybe, who knows? It's not an endorsement of how they cast things back then, but let's put that to one side as we begin the show, we begin a media res.
Yay!
Lee Sen Chang is just finishing a show at the Palace Theatre. The crowd are in rapture.
As they should
are.
Be. It's yeah. an amazing act.
It's a fucking good act.
Mm. Good act.
Mm. Bloody good act.
He's greeted offstage by...
He says, this act called Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats! And everyone's just horrified. Vomit in the aisles. Ping pong balls everywhere. Mm. Yeah. He's greeted off stage by Henry Gordon Jago.
Love him.
Love him.
I'd like to spend all the time with Jago in this episode.
Mm.
Sorry.
And he gets all the best lines, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some beautiful script work in this.
Oh.
Beautiful lines.
Who wrote this?
This is Robert Holmes.
Robert Holmes.
Of course it is.
Full of Holmesian double acts.
I was going to say, it's very Holmes.
Very, yeah. Very good point.
Mm.
We meet Mr. Sin as well. Now, as testament to this, I don't know when Mr. Sin is Deep Roy and when it's a
and
puppet.
When it's not.
No, yeah. Absolutely. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I like to think in episode 4 where Tom's flinging him around, he is Deep Roy.
He is Deep Roy then.
I love this. But I mean, I'll start again so I can't talk. There's a Sherlock Holmes story called The Sign of Four.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of echoes of that in this.
Mm-hmm.
In that the baddie has a dwarf. I think he's a pygmy in the story.
Right, yeah,
very
yeah.
evil and kills people. And you've got
crawls through vents and things.
It's lovely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
This you immediately as this starts in the first 5 minutes, you're so invested and so in this because the world is so.
Oh, it's so well realised, isn't it?
So good.
And it looked like they got an extra £20 in the budget for this
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, there's that lovely. Is it South Bank special at the time where they?
Yes. Yeah. Who is Doctor Who?
Yes. And so much craft in this.
That was a Serbia. I got these Spooky Doggies on my back.
That's right. Yeah, anyway, I'm talking to Doctor Who.
George Pepper's dead, and I'll take him off.
I'll take him off now.
Yeah, because they built all the tunnels and everything.
Yeah,
We'll get there.
It looks great. Mm. It looks great. And also, so at this point, Lee Sen Chang is cornered by a man who says that his Emma...
Yes, a taxi driver.
A taxi driver, Mr. Buller. Mm. And he says, "My Emma, she ain't been the same. She's gone missing, but she
did
ain't...
you mind bothered her?
You done a mind bother on her?" Yeah. And he put the fluence on her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Those fluids on her.
Yeah. As is his wont. And Henry Gordon Jago says, "Courteous Cove, these Chinese. I'd have propelled him onto the pavement with a punt up the posterior."
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
"I'd have airlifted him into the atmosphere with an arm up the anus." That's what he says.
Hang on, we got more.
I'd have pushed him down the parapet with a...
with a parrot. The
yeah.
Push him in the parapet with the parrot's paracetamol.
I'd have jammed him up the...
Oh, no.
No. Start where you finish.
Yeah.
Come on, you've got it in the house. You have to get out now.
Jammed him up the jungle with a Jeffrey up the Jaffers.
Perfect.
There we go.
Yep, good.
Hang on. I would have xylophoned him. Ow, fuck! Oh, well.
Yeah, that's the kind of zingy chat that we got. And then we meet now. In a story that is bogged with certain racial issues, I think one of the worst, speaking as a man of Irish descent, is, oh, my goodness, we meet Casey. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Jago.
Mr. Jago, sir. Mr. Jago.
Yeah.
Who is a great
seen
character.
I something in the basement, Mr. Jago. It frightened me terribly. Yeah.
The downstairs, Mr. Jago.
What was it that frightened you? Work. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, to be honest, if we talk all the dodginess of certain racial, this is far worse. Yeah, far worse.
And
also, let's also just talk about this a touch without being too. This is a walk in the park compared to what will come 25 years later with David Walliams and literally, you know.
Yeah, well,
I think it's done as sensitively. I mean, the fact that they've cast a white man to play one of the parts, okay, sure. But Larry Olivier did it not so long before doing...
Well, the joke, it's not like... Because I think with the trouble with Messrs. Luke Haas and Wally Arms is that the joke is that they are...
They're just foreign.
Yes, that they've dressed up as... And like, that's like 90% of the joke.
On.
Whereas this, like, it's not... You're not meant to go, ah-ha, Lee Sen Chang!
You're not supposed to at all. No. There's a lovely little bit where even he says, yes, I suppose we all look alike to you.
Yeah.
Great line.
It's very good.
To put in that.
Which then Tom counters with another great line. And he goes, you Chinese.
Yes.
It's a lovely, like, you know, it's all that,
I think it's done really well.
It's very well written.
It's so well written.
Yeah.
And if occasionally they say a couple of sort of weird little moments, but they're sort of talking as Victorians.
Yeah, they would have said.
And I did not find it racist at all, really.
And certainly speaking as we are, as three Caucasian men, but I think if you're the kind of person who can separate the art from the artist, you can enjoy the atmosphere and the ambiance of it all.
Absolutely.
Because we're about to meet another one. So then, now, I'm sorry, Paul. There is no TARDIS materialisation.
No.
You get the noise though, don't you?
You get the noise, but you don't see it. You like you like the whole thing, don't you?
I like the whole thing from start.
I mean, these
are
your burp moments, aren't they?
They really are my burp moments.
So we had Hand of Fear, and Hand of Fear has a lovely full shot in
beautiful
full frontal. And it's bright sunlight, and you just get the whole TARDIS, and it's not there. And then whereas this is like. It's you hear it and then you just see the top of it and it's not, you know.
I know.
You're all right. You're willing to forgive it.
You're all right. I'm fine.
Will you forgive it? Because Tom and
I'm going to forgive it.
Louise Jameson look incredible.
Oh my God.
This is great.
Both look incredible.
Yeah.
This is great.
Tom with a deerstalker. Who knew?
Yeah.
He just looks fab. She looks fab as well. They both look wonderful.
It's a very strong episode for both. Oh, sorry. Story for both.
Super strong for Leela. Yeah, Leela's got loads to do in this, and she's great in all of it as well. Yeah.
Also, it's we lose the scarf stress.
absolutely.
Yes.
Listeners at home, take your scarf stress pill or whatever. Oh, there it is. We've got a scarf right here.
I've got my Tom Baker scarf with
beautiful.
Me.
Knitted by Begonia Pope.
Yeah, it made her titties tingle.
She couldn't open the door because of the scarf.
Is it British kite marked?
Makes my titties tingle.
Did you see that anecdote someone shared the other day when he was the Sharda VHS release in 1992?
No, yeah.
He told this very long story about a cab driver thinking he was John Pertwee.
Right, yes.
And I was thinking, oh, this is going to have a zinger of a punchline. Yeah. It didn't go.
On the tweet it says, wait for it.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, I did.
He was just talking bollocks. I mean, it clearly didn't happen. Well.
You should go up to him, poor 90-year-old Tom Baker. Yeah. Didn't happen at the Ear Awards, mate.
Yeah,
slap him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oi!
I was telling Paul before we recorded. Yes. Did you read that interview with him in the Radio Times?
Yes.
Where they basically said, wouldn't it be great if you had a lovely sit-down with all the Doctor Who?
Yeah.
And he went, no, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
He basically said, if you read between the lines, I hate all. I don't want to be around any of them.
I mean, look at the Five Doctors, where he is a waxwork.
Yes. I think in his mind, he's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. And I wish more of them were honest. He's missed out on a lot of convention money, hasn't he? Does he do conventions? I don't think he does.
Not sure, actually. I'm not sure how many he does. I mean, I know that, Eccleston keeps that, doesn't he? By not, he sort of doesn't do multi. He doesn't do TV Doctor Who anymore. Mm. But yeah, I like a bit of mystery.
I do.
A bit of mystery with your Doctor.
Yeah.
And he's got it there, his deerstalk. He looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So he arrives, but then immediately there's a body in the river.
Yes.
And we get, I can't remember the name of the character, who you get the lady who's looking at the body.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She looks like she's from the Victorian era.
Yeah.
I want to be her when I get her. Just standing around Mudlark who's going,
she's a Beau Selecter character, isn't
she?
She is.
But again, she's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, make it all sit, that would.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Barely even legible what she's saying, but it's
incredible. Imagine casting that. You'd have been well happy with your day, wouldn't you?
She's just come out of like, oh, I didn't get the Colgate advert, but I'm going to go for...
Didn't get the speaking clock again. I like to think they were trying to cast it and then the tea lady went, excuse me, could we borrow you for an hour?
Yeah.
Perfect.
The script literally just says they fish body out of river, and then this woman just turned up when they were filming. It was like, oh,
mad old crone talks about it.
She put layers of character on it.
She really does. But I suppose that makes that sticky, icky Victorian London thing even more layered.
Oh yeah,
it's great,
isn't definitely.
It? Yeah. I love there's so many script lines in this, which is just brilliant. Mm. Where they say, where are you from? And the Leela says, which tribe? And he just goes, Cockneys.
Love it.
Cockneys.
So they are, they fish the body out of the river.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm just trying to, but of course, that's the cab driver.
Yes.
Yes.
The one who was kicking off at the beginning.
Yeah. Mr. Buller. We're going to talk about his mother-in-law. Who has an amazing name coming up.
Oh, yes.
We'll get to that in a second. So they get set upon by lots of soldiers. And that's quite good.
Yes.
They're nice, the death squad, aren't they?
Yeah. Tom getting squad. A bit handy.
And Leela gets very handy.
Yeah.
She has proper fights in this one.
And you get some nunchucks. I think there was a point where you couldn't show the nunchucks.
No, that's why we couldn't have the turtles card.
Yeah.
That's why it was called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles here.
Not Ninja Turtles.
Not Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Ninjas were bad, and you couldn't show nunchucks on TV.
What about shurikens? They're fine.
Yeah, they were fine.
Why is that fine?
I don't know.
Really,
I never understood it as
really
a kid either.
Solid bits of jagged metal you throw at someone, but nunchucks are like, oh, no.
Yeah, you couldn't have them. That's why in the second Turtles movie, he never uses them.
Oh, wow.
At one point, he uses a couple of sausages.
How much chuck in a nunchuck chuck?
If a nunchuck
Oh, that's so strange. Did something happen? Like, usually what happens is, like, a 10-year-old has choked on some nunchucks or something.
10-year-old choked on some nunchucks. Yeah,
normally you get YouTube videos of men doing it and they always hit themselves in the balls, don't they?
That's fun. That's always
Which
fun.
Which is always infinitely fun.
Yeah.
The best one is that one who does the forward flip and then knocks and then tries to style out with nunchucks and
then falls into... Yeah. And it's like he falls into, like, comedy sound effect booth. Yes. It's amazing. I love that guy. Mm. He does a little, as well.
Oh.
More of them, please.
Yes, please.
When When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So they're attacked by Mr. and the Boots, and then they go to the police station to because they've got one guy, they've apprehended one.
Yes.
This is the most, the police guy's literally like, oh, I don't know, is this a... just the most unconcerned policeman
ever.
Oh, there's probably a body in the river, isn't there? Oh, it'll probably sort itself out, sir. Is that the John Le Messier police?
Yeah.
I suppose it'll sort itself out. Lovely. Love him.
Who's that, Hattie? Who are you going upstairs with, Hattie? No, I'm sure it's absolutely fine.
Jack the what? Ripper.
Yeah. So then Lee Sen Chang arrives. They have a little chat, and then he gives him a little bad pill. Mm.
The sting of the scorpion.
Sting of the scorpion, yeah.
Jagged little pill. Is that she was talking about? It was a reference to the
Do you think that's what Alanis Morissette really wanted to
Do you think she'd watch Talents of Wen Chiang?
I think so. I think that's the only thing.
Finally put the record straight.
It's like rain.
In a sewer full of rats. Big ones.
A floating lady and a dummy that's alive. There you go.
Perfect.
Like that, isn't it?
I think that's how we've covered that. And then they also meet our second, fun character of this. We've met Jago, and now we're going to meet Lightfoot.
I love them.
Yes.
So much.
Jago and Lightfoot.
He's a coroner. He's looking at what's happened to the body.
He's also very, Dash and Dammit, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Aliens, you say?
He's got a housekeeper called Mrs. Hudson.
Yes, I know, yes. That was nice. Mm. Yes.
Love that.
Now, obviously, was it you, Tom, telling us that they had their own spin-off series via Big
Jago
Finish?
And Lightfoot?
I read in the Wikipedia that they were going to get one, or they were talking about giving one, but Tom says they've now done it with Big Finish.
Big Finish,
that's
I think.
Brilliant.
Mm. I mean, I think it's one of those absolutely wonderful things, and I think you'd get three episodes in and go, what Jago?
Yeah.
Are we going to get Jago and Lightfoot to do this with?
When are they going to fuck? Episode 4, fine. Yeah.
The will they, won't they?
Yeah.
I think they should have taken Jago with them at the end.
He
could have hung around
Duggan,
for a bit,
isn't he? He's like you want more of
this
him.
This is my thing. Yeah. I think he should have been dropped off, and he should have bumped into Duggan. Because I think Jago and Duggan, especially Jago now with Duggan in Paris in the 70s, would be perfect.
I'm so scared.
That would be, also just confounded by it all and the way he talks, and then with Duggan, it'd be perfect. They could both solve crimes together.
Yeah. He would propel people onto the
table.
I
want to see more of that. Sorry, we're talking about City of Death, but I watched it again recently.
Yeah.
And I forgot about the guy who's drawing.
Oh,
Romana,
yeah.
And then just goes, Mirr!
Yeah.
Immediately.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. Never seen him again.
What does it mean? Yeah, I don't know. It's very mysterious.
He's drawing a clock, isn't he?
A clock, yeah.
It's John Craven.
It's John Craven.
Oh. Yeah. Where's Craven? His brother.
John Craven's new nightmare.
Where's Craven's news round?
Here's the news.
Very scary for kids. Where's Craven's news round?
Jago and Diego, they go snooping.
Mr. Jago, I've seen something terrifying. I have.
He's a spectre.
Yeah. See pipes. You've seen pipes down there.
It's pipes, yeah. Mr. Jago. Yeah. It's pipes.
Pipes, mum, pipes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jago and.
Diddly Jago.
And Billy Connolly. Think about. Ghosts at the bottom of the theatre is they've all got grey pubes.
They're all made of jobbies.
Jobby and the grey pubes. You've got.
Yeah.
It's me, the big yen. Billy Connolly. He always says at parties.
He does. I love that. I love the copycats.
Yes.
Doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's me, real bell break. Big yen. Yeah. Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
Don't know who it is.
You.
Nope.
You know, the man from
Scotland. What comedy?
Pamela Stevenson's husband.
Oh,
it's me.
Right, okay.
Mrs. Brun, as in Mrs. Brun.
Oh, that's who you are. All right, now do your joke.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't think that far.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I tossed my caber the other day.
Well, as I dig deeper into it, I know we've done copycats.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
As I dig deeper into it, because
I've never
like...
truly done copycats. Yeah. We've I realized... skirted around the rim of copycats. We've never gone.
Like, it didn't even have to be a joke related to them, did it?
No. It could just be anything.
Yeah, it'd be, knock, knock, who's there? Doctor Who?
That's right.
And then they go, and then they wave.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They could just read the news as well. Yeah. Just start like, oh, go, oh, no, oh, zippy. Today in the
Love it.
Read news.
Big cats are a comedy crew. They greet you with who do you do?
Yeah.
A million different voices.
What are you being greeted? The first thing this is, who do you do?
Who do you do?
Like, fuck off.
Your mum, bitch.
Yeah. Copycatty, that is. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, well done.
Having had that meeting and then gone to the spoken to Lightfoot, and he says as well, like he points out all the stuff, doesn't he? Maybe it's a rodent teeth mark.
That's
like,
right.
That size? Surely not.
Surely not.
Surely not.
A giant rodent? Have you lost your mind, man?
He leaves the coroner's. And then he's attacked by a man with an axe.
Mm. Yeah.
He throws an axe and it misses Tom Baker. Imagine if it didn't. Imagine if that was the end of it. Yeah. Just throw it. Dead.
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 He does make a funny joke, though, doesn't he? He said, were you trying to distract me or something?
Oh, yeah. Were you trying to attract my
attention? Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah. Then the man falls down dead.
Because?
Because heart attack. It was very sad.
Really sad.
Yeah.
The doctor told him not to throw axes because it was... endangering his
heart.
It was a strain.
That's how Arthur Lowe went.
Yeah.
In the dressing room.
Well, I'm going to throw an axe at Tom Baker. I was told not to throw an axe. Do it anyway.
Did he, was it
I'll
on a stag do?
With his little hatchet.
Yeah, he was on a stag do. Yeah,
and he threw the axe.
I've just done doing tough mutter.
Throwing axes at reindeer.
He was eating lavender stag do.
We're doing paintballing. Go, Carter.
Do you mind if I don't do the paintballing? Right. It's bloody awful.
I've changed paintballing for quad biking.
I'm not so keen on the quad biking or the paintballing or the abseiling. Pass with that axe.
Don't want to do the tough mudder. The bar crawl.
Oh, no, abseiling. I really don't want to do this. Come on. No, I really don't want to do this.
Not having fun.
I really don't want to do this. Come on, it's only hang gliding, Mr. Lowe.
And then it's the scuba diving.
I don't want to go scuba diving.
Listen, you're good. Look, we put the cage in and the white shark swims back. I really don't want to do this. Who knew those extreme sports?
Who knew that in Lavender has such a lavish stag
weekend? I know, it's just so packed.
Stag weekend.
Stag weekend in South Africa.
You've overstuffed it, is what I was saying.
I need to go in a cage and watch great white sharks swim around.
He has to go in the cage in his full dad's army.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
So, you've overfilled your schedule, Ian. Mm-hmm. You wanna just have some nice like chill time as well.
Just, maybe we're just gonna have some chill time.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to a stately home.
I didn't think I'd be at a cage with a grand.
Oh no. I'm tired from the Zorb football.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get into that big ball. No, you got jumped down the hill now. I don't want to do it.
He doesn't want to jump down the hill, Uncle Arthur.
I don't mind on it. Yeah, you fucking wouldn't.
Yeah.
I just got shot by one of those paintballs with its rather stings.
ITV. Godfrey will be down there, won't he? I need a shit.
Yeah. Well, it's a brand new show here on BBC One. It's Free Urban Running with Arthur Lowe.
I don't want to
jump off the National Theatre. No, you jump off the National Theatre and you grab that flagpole, Arthur. I don't want to.
I thought I was doing Jack and Nori, not Stream Sports.
I thought I was doing Macbeth.
I brought my own skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is a mouse's skull, Arthur. It looks weird. Anyway, come on, it's abseiling. I don't want to do it.
ITV, we will write this drama. The drama of Ian Lavender's stag do.
It's just called I Don't Want to Do It. Yeah. The Arthur Lowe story.
I don't want to do
it. Being taken around by all his actor friends to do extreme sports. But I don't want to do it.
Come on, Arthur.
He's always dressed up.
He's never dressed the right way.
Base camp of Everest, and he's just shivering his arse off. Come on, we got a clear path now. I don't want to do it. Up you go.
I thought we were just going to sit in a chalet and have hot drinks.
I thought it was Tuscany.
Oh, dear. I don't want to go to the trampoline world.
Trampoline world?
Ian's having a lovely stag day.
Yeah.
I really don't want to do the Cresta run. He hasn't even got a helmet on. He's just dressed as Mannering.
I don't think we should all get tattoos.
But I don't want a colonic.
Or indoor skydiving.
I don't even know Richard Blackwood is.
Is that a reference to Celebrity Detox?
Yes, we watched the poo coming out of Richard Blackwood. It was quite phenomenal.
He was the only one who let them film the...
Insisted on it.
Yeah.
It was in his rider.
Yeah, everyone else was like, oh, because they did a... It was
best film he's ever done.
Hand-administered coffee enema, wasn't it, that they had to do? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember it vividly.
Remember it well.
Yeah.
I thought I was just having a cup of coffee.
I just want a mellow bird.
No, Mrs. Fox Fair, Mr. Mannering.
No, no, not you.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Yes, we've given you. Anyway, they go down into the sewer and there's a giant rat in part one.
Oh, yeah, you see the giant rat, which is the.
What do we think about the giant rat? I've seen a lot of people whinging about it. I liked it.
I don't mind it.
It's all right. It was borrowed from the goodies.
Was it?
Yeah, it's originally a goodies rat.
You're fucking welcome to it.
Mm. Yes. Everybody would have
crossed it. I think if you were a child watching this episode.
The noise is horrendous. The noise is terrifying.
It sells it, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And it's dark enough in the sewer so you can't quite see how daft it might look. So, yeah, it's good fun, isn't it?
It gets a lot of stick, but I think it's absolutely fine. Yeah. It's Doctor Who doing a giant rat. I don't know what you're expecting. Yeah, yeah. So then Tom throws fire at the rat or something.
He does, yeah.
So he throw a lantern?
A lantern at the rat.
Yes.
He lamps the rat and he runs. He's not a rat fan, you could say.
No, he's not.
No.
And then they escape from the sewer. And I love this bit. I love the bit when... I just love his like acting in this. He's still sort of quite, you can feel the adrenaline and he's going like, oh, that was incredible. And then it's like, I'll go get the blue guards. He's like, it's a guard. And he runs off. And I just love that bit. I think it's so full of like
the
adrenaline.
Sewer as well, the manhole cover bit is so small.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. Like when they come out, like genuinely claustrophobic. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's lots of like, I think, I'm guessing there are sort of a few sets, like the coroner's office and the police station. They're all quite cramped and quite sort of, it feels very Victorian and very sort of over. Yeah, I love it. What happens after that? I'm going to check my notes. So they're down there. Does Casey say it's black as Newgate's knockers down here?
Yes.
He does.
Does that mean?
Well, I think the knockers on Newgate Prison are maybe painted very black.
Okay, that makes sense. I was lost.
Or,
yeah. It did. The beggar's belief.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go with that.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. And then, does Jago call him a pixelated leprechaun?
Pixelated leprechaun.
What is happening?
I don't know about that one.
No.
He genuinely does. Yeah.
A pixelated leprechaun.
Pixelated leprechaun. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Would they know what pixels? Or does it mean something else?
Maybe it meant like a pixie.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? But he does say it.
Yeah.
Unless he knows what pixelated means.
Yeah. You high res.
You 4K. 4K imp.
You smart TV. Weird thing to say to Mr. Casey.
Mr. Casey.
But then Chang hypnotises Jago.
Mm. Yeah, with his mind-bothering eyes.
You'll
forget everything you saw apart from... Basically, you'll go from that save point.
Yeah. Because you've got a big boss fight coming up.
That's right.
Save all your ammo.
Brilliant.
There's a lot of body armor and ammo around here. Very generous of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I think well, I picked it up, came back an hour later. It was there again. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm stuck on Spider-Man 2 at the minute. I'm stuck on a boss.
I'm stuck at the very last moment of RoboCop.
Oh.
And it's just so difficult, I've given up.
Really? Oh, no.
I've done that on several games.
Yeah.
It's really upsetting.
It's weird, isn't it? You go, well, I can't play it anymore.
Yeah.
Why? Because you can't do it. Yeah.
You don't get that in a book.
No.
Where you just go, oh, no, I can't read it anymore.
Sit an exam.
Or a song. Or you go, no, can't hear that anymore.
I've done that with a few songs, to be fair.
But a game, you just go, I'm loving every aspect of this.
Yeah.
And there's another 20 hours of footage you can never play. I used to sometimes get a friend to come around and go, can you do this bit for
me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just teach, tell you how to do it.
I even looked to see if there were cheats in there, aren't they?
No, and I think they should have the good grace to give you a skip function occasionally. Especially, or you earn enough tokens within the game to actually go, do you know what, I'll skip that bit.
Especially in this one, you finish the game and then there's like an extra baddie you have to fight.
Yeah.
And I was having such a nice time blowing people in the nuts. Blowing people in the nuts, chewing them.
Right.
That's such a fun game.
Is it good?
Oh, yes.
Is it new?
Fun. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to blow people in the nuts.
Rub a cup and shut people in the nuts.
I want to go to a trust house fort.
Go to a real ale festival. Fire arrows. I don't want to blow up a cow with a bazooka.
I just want a cream tea.
Sitting there with a fucking bazooka.
I just want a hobnob.
Towards the end of his life, he was just in hell, wasn't he?
Oh, horrible.
Arthur Lowe, all those shows.
If they cast him in Predator.
He'd be brilliant, actually.
I don't want to fight that.
I don't want to be covered in mud.
I haven't got time to bleed. Say hello to old painless.
Have yourself in mud, you won't see. I'm not getting in the mud.
Just remake Predator with the dad's army cast.
That'd be amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Dutch played by Arthur Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
Who's the Predator? Oh, is it? It would have to be Bill Pertwee. Would
Bill
it?
Pertwee.
Yeah, yeah. Napoleon. Yep. Napoleon.
Get that camouflage off.
Yeah. Turn that laser light out.
Oh, do you think you're not kidding, Mr. Alien? If you leave her on the ground, we are the boys who stop you skinning people for sport due to your inherent culture. We are the boys.
And obviously it's like a globe, and then the arrow is an alien.
And a
human arrow, and they fight.
I was saying to Mrs. Foxfair, you've got a big pussy. Why did you say it twice? I said I didn't, Mr. Mannering.
I don't want to be in this film.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'd rather do rep. Anyway, sorry. Can we get to the deceased cab driver's mother, please?
Yeah. Okay, well, first of all, Chan goes down to the cellar and we meet the big bad behind
Who's
it all.
Who's just known as the Lord at the moment.
Lord. Yeah, he's the evil emperor, isn't he? Of this,
yeah, he's got really gnarly, hairy hands.
Oh, yeah. And what's under his mask?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
He was
scary.
The voice of... the Brain of Morbius, wasn't he?
Was he?
Same actor.
Nice!
Michael Spice.
Michael Spice.
Yeah.
Not Michael Spicer.
No, in the Brain of Morbius, he was literally in the room next door, wasn't he, doing the voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Is he not also the voice in Horror at Fang Rock? Is that the same guy?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just saw he does the voice of the Brain of Morbius.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he's very nice.
He's great.
Mm. Anyway, then we meet the policeman who's just been round at Joseph Buller's his mother-in-law, to talk to Nellie Gussett.
Nellie Gussett.
Extraordinary.
Imagine typing that. Mm. Yep, Nellie Gussett.
Fantastic.
Nellie Gussett.
Hello, Nellie Gussett here.
Gussett, yeah.
My name, Gussett. Yeah.
It's not who stands by the river.
Before and after.
I don't want to meet her.
Not Nellie Gussett. I'm surprised Arthur Lowe was never in Doctor Who.
Yes.
Yeah.
He should have been, really. Mm-hmm.
Peter Salas was in Doctor Who. I know he wasn't. That's not the same thing.
No. But were none of Dad's army in Doctor Who?
Good question. Toby Hayden.
Toby, let us know.
Yeah.
Please let us know, Toby.
I'm scanning my. Well, obviously, Bill Pertwee was the cousin of John Pertwee.
John Pertwee.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's it.
I think that's about it.
Do you think if
Compo showed the Dalek what was in his matchbox, in his matchbox, the Dalek would run away.
Too rich for my blood.
But then go down a hill.
Yeah.
Cobble Hill.
Yeah.
And collapse into a cafe.
Yeah. They all go off to dinner at Lightfoot's because that's what you do when you meet a coroner.
Lightfoot's so lovely in this because he's looking at Leela, who's just picking up shanks of meat and eating them.
Yeah.
And he sort of tries to join in to not make her feel...
She should have really taken liberties with that. She should have started jamming it into her eye and stuff. And see if he'd do the same.
Yeah. Put a gibbet on my bum.
Yeah.
Would you Lightfoot do it?
Oh, dear.
This is not right at all.
It's there that we find out that Lightfoot had family who grew up in China.
Yes.
And gifted him a box.
A cabinet. Yes.
Yeah. Bit of a coincidence that...
Never been able to open it, of course.
Of course. That one of the three people the Doctor meets immediately is sort of has a time-travelling...
Yeah. Well, the TARDIS knows, doesn't it?
Oh, that's true.
That's why he's there.
Yeah, there you go, the TARDIS.
The TARDIS
never been able to open it, of course. I don't really know what's inside of it. It could be full of alien tech.
For all I know. Who knows? But put it there, taking up half the room. Yes. But then Tom Baker jumps out the hansom cab... And he's off doing his own snooping.
Oh, so much snooping.
So much snooping.
And that's when he mind bothers Jago.
Mm.
Yes.
Which is very fun.
He unhypnotises him.
Yeah.
He basically goes, a man such as myself can't be put under the doy. Which is very amusing immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic setup, isn't it?
The Rock of Gibraltar would be...
So the actor who plays Jago,
yes.
He's got a hat trick of Who appearances.
I believe so. It might be even more because he's in Inferno.
Oh, and Jago and Lightfoot on Big Finish.
Yeah, and he's in The Unicorn and the Wasp.
And he's been in lots of other things in general.
Yeah.
I really recognise his face.
Is it actors who have appeared in Who, not twice, but thrice?
Yes.
Is that rare?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
If you think about Michael Sheard.
If you think about Tom Baker, he's in loads.
Did you say Michael Fish?
Michael Fish. A woman has told me I'm going to be in Doctor Who twice, but I assure you that I will not. That's what he said.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm just looking him up to see. I know that... So apparently he knows Alec... I'm going to ignore that because I'm getting very confused by trying to Google something.
What about Grandma?
I thought I saw Arthur Lowe and I was like, what's going on?
You saw him?
Yeah. I don't want to be in Tom's phone.
I don't want to be in Tom's
mobile phone.
I want to be in a grave.
I want to be in my grave.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be an app.
It's the new Black Mirror episode. Is
Apollo. I don't want to be called Apollo.
I don't want to be called Apollo. I don't want to be an app.
I'm Charlie Brooker. This episode of Black Mirror is what if your mobile phone was
Arthur Lowe?
I don't think Netflix would make it.
Oh, no.
How's it going, guys? I just watched the Black Mirror episode Arthur Lowe. I'm a bit confused by it.
Who's Arthur Lowe?
That was a YouTuber reviewing it.
I like that. And it would have a thumbnail of Arthur Lowe and the guy looking confused and shrugging.
Yeah.
I love it. Is this it, Black Mirror end?
Did
it suck?
All I'll say is it's obviously gone woke.
Well, this was a new low for Arthur.
Shrugging.
Superimposed on the bottom left.
You know my least favourite of those, and I'll go on record as saying it because I think he's gone a bit right wing nutso now.
Oh, who?
Do you know a guy called the Critical Drinker?
Oh god, yeah, he's always been right.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who this is.
He'll criticise other people for not being good at acting, but everything he does sounds like this.
And he's that YouTube culture is like, I review bad things, therefore I have to drink all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Some people say I've watched it, so you don't have to.
Shut
up immediately.
Yeah. So he can...
Oh, that tick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who he is, but he can go away.
Fair. Well, there you go.
I don't want to know who he
is. I don't want to be a YouTube reviewer. I had to watch something I didn't like it. See you next week.
Did not like it.
I did not like it.
I don't want to be a GIF.
What has happened to this episode?
It's the same happens as many of our episodes. We go down a certain cul-de-sac.
Yeah. And then they are abandoned.
And then we're... That's just... Yeah. Good.
Good. Anyway, we're nearly at the end because Lightfoot and Leela are eating, but, oh my goodness, Lee Sen Chang and the Master and Mr. Sin have located the time cabinet.
They have.
Which just happens to be where Leela is.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. And we end part two with Mr. Sin approaching Leela, ready to strike.
Yeah. Yes. Scary.
Scary. Very scary.
Oh. so well, obviously we're not going to score it until we get to the end.
Were there any temporary correspondence from anyone?
I didn't get it ready, so you have to fill.
Okay, well I'll fill.
Oh, I'll do some more.
I don't want to fill it.
I don't want to fill. Don't make me fill.
New Doctor Who's on this evening, just to date it.
There you go. What, by oh, when this goes out, maybe not actually, depending on how quickly this gets edited, you will know what happens in Wild Blue Yonder.
Yeah. Yes.
How exciting. Mm. We don't. We're living in a pre-knowing what happens in Wild Blue Yonder age.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Time to be alive.
Yeah. Oh.
So we've got some mini correspondence here.
Oh, yes.
We first of all got Ben Thomas.
Yay.
Who says, Talons of Wen Chiang, a.k.a. one of our prostitutes is missing. Would this be more palatable to modern eyes if they'd cast a Chinese performer as Chang, like David Yip, Ken Hom, or Ali Bongo? Probably not. Yeah. John Bennett gives a sympathetic performance, even under prosthetics and three coats of lemon days. This is an absolute fucking joy. Mm. A mad blur of Fu Manchu, Pygmalion, the good old days, and Phantom of the Opera. Mm. Breathlessly fun, endlessly quotable, and yet the script editor, Robert Holmes, only had weeks to write it when he came back from holiday and found the original six-parter had fallen through.
Oh,
I bet that gave him a bad case of the screaming oopy-zoop-tics.
Oh, the oopy-zoop-tics.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's what Jago says.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. Screaming ooze boot dicks or something. Yeah. It just says the most amazingly lines.
This marks the end of an era with the production team moving on and an edict for less scares coming in the next series.
Boo.
But what an end. Mm. Gillian McShane says, yay, one of my absolute favourite stories so far. These will be beauties.
Is she from Northern Ireland?
She's from Shropshire.
No.
Andrew F. says, loved the omnibus VHS of this. Robert Holmes' script is packed with fun ideas. Mm. They're not his ideas, but as the old saying goes, talent borrows, genius steals.
I would say I watched this on VHS, and it's the one I remember, so I was actually quite surprised when the rat is going to attack them and we go into a cliffhanger. Mm. That still feels very fresh to me, having cliffhangers in this one. Yeah.
He also says, a pity the few of the production choices are a bit yikes, as the kids say, but that's the 70s for you. And Martin Smart UK says, I vividly remember watching this at the time.
Says, more like that, please.
Says, more of that and less of the slander and libel.
He's put a picture that says...
Doctor Who's a TV show, isn't it?
Large pile of straw covering a car that couldn't be removed before the filming started.
Oh, yes, I did mention that. That was in my notes. Mm. There's a large pile of straw and they covered the car.
Ah, brilliant.
So someone came out to their new, you know, their Renault Megane or whatever, and it was covered in hay. Imagine that.
Patricia Hay's car? Would have been nice, wouldn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, the irony.
Theresa Hay?
Jack Straw?
Nice. Oh, very nice. Yeah, we can't beat that.
And finally, Winnie Ginger Hannah says, oh, God.
What's happened to our correspondence?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
we'll leave it there because there's more for the next two episodes.
Yes.
So, Tom, I'll let you sign off.
Well, until next time, Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh. Keep a wheezing and a groaning.
Keep a wheezing. Sup on a mulled wine.
Yes.
Pull a cracker or two with Granny.
Listen to the King's Speech.
Do all the porn upstairs when Mum and Dad are done.
Have a matchmaker, but eat it in that special way, like you're a little beaver.
Yeah. Try and put it in sideways.
Or try and put it in sideways.
Yeah, that's always fun. Yeah.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to matchmaker.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on, King. Let's get down to some real red rapping. Scratching, Kevy.
What? Record drawing?
No, please, Kevin. Please. It's all a rage, Kev. First you find a flea, preferably under the armpit, then chase it, Kev, round your shoulder blade and scratch.
Yeah.
Scratch.
You got it, kid. I got a problem, girl, and I can't find one.
Don't be stupid. be Kevin, you're riddled with them.
Am I rolling?
Of course you are, don't question me. I'm a superstar, par excellence. Heavy on style, I'm your main man. So come on, kid, my number one fan. Scratch!
Yeah!
Times I have to tell you, Kevin, rats are wonderful. Rats are marvellous. Thousands faint at my feet. The world is my oyster, Kevin. Why? Because I'm full of showbiz glamour, aren't I? The world's first rodent superstar, yeah. Lots of talk and lots of action. Rolling rats are main attraction. With a penthouse suite, swimming pool, pretty young guinea pigs playing it cool. Rolls Royces, yachts, caviar. I told you once I'm a superstar.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.